My name's Lieutenant Colonel Dan Martin. I'm the product manager for the ground systems. It's the system that would intercept a potential threat, primarily an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about how this whole process works?
Sure. So we have a fire control node, which is, we have one in Fort Greely, Alaska, and one in Colorado Springs. We have a missile field with our interceptors in Fort Greely, Alaska, and one at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. So our system gets its information from other systems, primarily radar systems. We have our space-based radars. We have our Aegis radars, which is owned by the Navy, and TPY-2, which is an Army asset. So once a threat has been launched, these are the three assets that would initially identify that there had been a launch and would identify what type of launch it is. Once it's been identified as an intercontinental ballistic missile, it'll also give us early indication of its intended target. If it's an intercontinental ballistic missile that's going to fall in the ocean, we'll monitor it, but we'll let it go. If it's a threat to the United States, that's whenever it'll feed the information to our GFC, our fire control node, which would launch an interceptor. Our interceptor is strictly an interceptor. It does not have any warheads on it at all. It engages the threat missile with a use of kinetic energy. It's two pieces of metal crashing into each other at extremely high speeds. So once it's been identified as an intercontinental ballistic missile, it's also going to cue these other radar systems to wake up, look for the threat along this trajectory. Primarily Cobra Dane, which is a early warning radar system on the Alaska Peninsula, and our sea-based radar, which is a floating platform in the ocean. These two radar systems will continue to track and refine the missile that has been launched against the United States. It's going to feed that updated information to our fire control node. Our fire control node is going to send our EKV, which is an exo-atmospheric kill vehicle. Again, no warheads on it. It's going to give in-flight update to the EKV so it can adjust and be in the right position to intercept. We want to intercept in outer space because the threat, the enemy missile, their re-entry vehicle does not arm itself until it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere. So that's why we want to engage in an outer intercept or engage in outer space, so that it is strictly two pieces of metal crashing into each other.